Hi, welcome to another episode of the Inside Windows Phone Show. Today we have today with us we have Jeff Wilcox. Jeff, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yep. So I'm Jeff Wilcox, and I'm a developer on the Silverlight mobile team. And previously I worked on the Silverlight toolkit. So I've been working really hard on these controls that I'm going to show you, and then also kind of working with partners about performance and how to build great applications. So the good news is Panorama and Pivot, they're in the platform. You just install the tools, you've got it.
Yep. So some people might not have seen Panorama and Pivot before. So maybe you can show them how to, you know, what they look like, how they work on the phone.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to go ahead on the phone here and just show you on the Windows Phone 7 what it looks like. So what we have here is just the standard Windows Phone, and I wanted to show you really quick what the Pivot and Panorama look like. So if I open up the email application, this here is a Pivot experience. There's a couple Pivot items, all unread, flagged. These are just all the different items that you can move through. So if you flick through here, here are my unread emails. Can flick again, move over to Urgent. Now what you see here is that there's actually the all item. So the entire experience of the Pivot is wrapping. You can just move through and find all the items really easily. And once you really get used to the UI, you can really move fast, moving through the Pivot. So this is really nice for, you know, grouping data and filtering data and showing whatever you want to show in a good experience. It's pretty performant, and it's a really standard control we'll expect people to use all over the place. And it's a lot like the tab control. So now to show you what the Panorama looks like, I'm going to go into the Xbox Live page here. So what you see here is a really rich visual experience. Everything kind of moves together. There's a nice background that kind of moves with where you scroll. So this is a nice way to visually show kind of a really immersive experience, whether it's photos or characters like this. There's another one in here, which is in the Zune client. So what you see here, it's one big title, this rich experience. And then you can actually move in to drill into the details. And so this is the music page. And again, this is now a Pivot. So the experience you see if I move back is, it's a panorama. You have all the information you need. You can drill down into it. Here's a Pivot that shows you more information. So these are the two, you know, main control experiences you'll see in applications on the Windows Phone.
Now we know what they look like. What have we done for developers?
Yep. So we've actually built right inside the platform, you know, Silverlight controls for Panorama and Pivot. They're right there. You've just installed Visual Studio, the full set of tools for the phone. And they're just there to add either from the toolbox or through the project templates we have. And there's nice, you know, designer experience and everything right here.
Okay. So just to clarify, these are the two controls we were missing from beta.
Yep.
And the whole world was about to lynch us.
Yep.
And now we're talking RTM, and they're in.
Here are the controls, finally. You know, okay. No need to use other versions of them. These are the real controls. They're exactly like the platform, and we're going to continue to update them. You know, they're just in the tools, and they work great.
Okay. Do you want to demo them or just show them
so
in Visual Studio?
What I have right here is an existing project that we worked on. And so this is kind of our sample app. It shows all the different experiences you can have. And so this is a page where it's kind of a mock-up or mimic of the mail application. So you can see right here that I've got, you know, this urgent page. So I could come into the design experience and work on, you know, adding controls or setting up data binding. And the cool thing to notice here is if I move to a different page, on the pivot item here, you'll see that the actual, you know, design experience is updated too.
Yep.
So you can really easily move through all these, just like a tab control on the real platform. So really easy to design with, really easy to use, and it all works in Expression Blend too. So it's just a great experience.
Nice.
Now, of course, this is an app that I've already built, you know, so maybe we want to see what the default experience is for the phone.
Sure.
So blank slate, Visual Studio right here, file new project. And we have a number of new templates. These are different from the beta. So previously there was like a phone application, and that was about it. Now you also see that there's a Panorama application and a Pivot application.
Hmm.
So really easy to get going. You know, so I'll just create a new Panorama app. And what you see here is on the left side, we've got this kind of default graphic, really nice work that the design team did. And so this kind of gives you a great place to start, just building an application from the start. So right here, there's data binding, there's sample data. Everything you're used to doing in the experience is right here. And again, you can move down to a different item. You'll see it, the whole user interface updates. And so this is work that Dave Relia on the Silverlight Toolkit team did, and it's really, really a great control.
Yeah, that's a full-blown app right there.
Yeah, it gives you a great place to get started, and you just go from there. So here we got the Windows Phone Pivot application. Same idea, just a great place to get started, but it's full of sample data. It's got everything you need. So right here, again, there's a first item, there's a second item. And what I'll show you here is if you just right-click up here, there's an Add Pivot Item menu. And this actually lets you just add, you know, a new item. This one's called Item 3. We can call it Jaime's Item. And then right in here, you can just start adding controls, buttons, your whole experience. You know, it's really easy to use.
Nice. So I guess, you know, there's going to be lots of people. We're late. These are coming late. There's going to be lots of people who've been writing an app for the last 3 or 4 months, and they've gone to CodePlex and downloaded some Panorama, some Flavor Pivot.
Yep.
You know, my take on it is we want to use yours because they're more consistent, they're optimized. You know, what can you tell us about that? Like, try to pitch people on why they should use your controls instead of using the ones at CodePlex.
Yep.
No disrespect to the ones at CodePlex, but we want consistency, so.
Yep, so the controls up there, we're actually working on a migration guide. So that's another Microsoft employee that built those controls.
Yep.
So we've worked together to come up with this guide that we're going to share with people. And for the most part, they're feature complete, so it should be really easy to move. Pretty similar model. As to why they should use this one, you know, from the Silverlight team, we brought our best practices. So it's full data binding, design experience, everything you expect to have working. It just works, and we've done performance tuning. So we really think these are the best controls for people to start with.
Yep. It's more consistent, and, you know, it's less code to maintain in the long run. I mean, nobody wants to maintain a control that's in the platform.
Yep. Yeah, so we've done, you know, just a really good job to make it really simple to use. Just get started, file new project, and, you know, you should have a really good app from that.
Cool. Okay, well, we're really, really happy to have the controls in, dude. Thanks to you and the whole team for bringing them in. I know it was a hard schedule, and, you know.
You know, we don't like to sleep that much, so no worries.
Okay. All right. Thanks, man.
Yep. Thanks a lot.